Recording to
Log Talk
yes.
Radio.
This conference is being recorded.
Be happy. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum this morning. Wishing you all a great, great day this morning. And I want to do a mic check here for our guest speaker. Janine, mic check, mic check. All right, she'll be with us in a minute. I just spoke to her. Well, good morning, folks. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. I have a special call for you today. It's called Loving Yourself.
I'm here. Good morning. Good morning.
Good
Can
morning.
You hear me now?
Jack, I know you're not. Janine, are you there?
Yes, I was muted.
Okay, no problem. We got you covered. We got you covered, folks. Well, welcome, folks, to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. And as we say, don't worry. Be happy. You know, that happiness as the foundation of all happiness, as we understand, is love. And we have this morning with us Lady Love, and that's Miss Janine Ingram, is going to be sharing Love Yourself Unapologetically. So let's get a good opening here so we can get our host to give her a warm welcome here this morning. Starting off with you, Billionaire Joe. We got Miss Janine Ingram on this morning as our guest speaker. Good morning.
Yes, it's just an incredible welcome, Janine. Just thank you so much for blessing us with your presence. Looking forward to a great conversation.
Thank you.
Great. And then in addition to that, we got Billionaires Happy, I see, out there this morning. Good morning, yes. Billionaires Happy. How are you this morning?
Great and happy day to all of you. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear. I know Janine is going to come with some amazing stuff. And just tell us how she overcame with that amazing story. She has such an amazing story and testimony, so I'm really excited.
Wow, exciting. Loving yourself unapologetically. And I see she's out there in Dallas, Texas, the one and only Rhonda Williams this morning. Good morning, Rhonda, Dream Life Coach. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am fantastic and amazing. Looking forward to Janine sharing this morning and looking forward to seeing what we can pick up and learn, because you know every day, every single day is an opportunity to live, love, and learn. So I am excited, and Janine, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. That's Rhonda Williams. Janine, mic check. We there still?
Yes.
Mic, we there?
Yes.
Okay, great. We got two more co-hosts. Dr. Thomas Swain, Billionaire Baby, how are you doing today? Good morning. We wish you a great day today, and you out of Delray Beach.
Good morning. It is a great day, and I am fabulous, fine, and favored, and just happy to be ready for Janice's wonderful message for us today.
Great. And I see we have a drive-by this morning. Dr. King, good morning. Call it a drive-by.
Oh, great rising to you all this morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Dr. King. Yes. We can hear you.
Good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I heard a little bit of you 2 days ago. I want to hear more. I'm with my pen and my paper. I'm ready to take notes.
Yes.
All right. And we have our one and only Karen Creasy, our event coordinator here, and she's going to do a introduction of you, Janine, and we're going to kind of let you share your message today about love. Karen Creasy,
so
good morning. How are you this morning?
Mic check.
How do you feel this morning? We missed you yesterday.
Wow. Yes, thank you. And I missed you as well.
And I'm reading Janine's amazing story that you don't want me to read, but I'm sure she's going to tell us all about it. I'm looking forward to hearing your story this morning. And I know our family is as well, so we're just so honored to have you. So good morning, billionaire family. We are so thankful and grateful to have Janine Ingram with us this morning. Janine is the founder of the Love Journey Incorporated. And before I get started, billionaire family, let me tell you, if you're on Facebook, if you have a cell phone in your hand, you have a text, email, get some folks on the line. They're going to want to hear this message, and you will want them to send out the replay when we're done. So, billionaire family, we're so amazed that we have Janine Ingram with us this morning as the founder of the Love Journey Incorporated, author, international speaker, radio personality, filmmaker, vision board counselor, and transformation life coach. Janine shares her knowledge of universal truth coupled with love, gratitude, and forgiveness each and every day. She volunteers in human trafficking and domestic violence shelters. She offers empowerment workshops teaching forgiveness, inner child healing, loving yourself, finding your purpose, and living your dreams, as well as vision board classes. Janine also gives back to her community by having coat drives, toy drives, employment workshops with job fairs, feeding the homeless, assisting less fortunate families for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Janine's main objective is encouraging people become architects of their own lives by using bricks of courage, faith, wisdom, love, passion, and purpose, which lessens the need to wear a victim badge. She reminds us that ultimately we are the Picasso of our own lives. We write our own story, we write the lyrics to our own song, and we get to paint on the canvas of our lives, stroke by stroke, decision by decision, and victory by victory. Go with mine. Family, we have Janine Ingram on the line with us this morning. You know, go with mine. I'm ready.
Gotcha.
I know our family's ready. So let's go.
Go. Just before we go, we got to bring on our billionaire's queen. I see she's out there. Dr. Billionaire's Queen, neat Mike. Mike check.
I'm right here, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, so I just thought to bring you on last because you and Janine has a lot in common in terms of your passions.
Absolutely.
As well. Yeah, so that's Dr. Billionaire's Queen, neat. So, Janine, you got a great, this is just the co-host. Imagine the listeners that we have this morning. So you're talking about loving yourself unapologetically. And I just added on to that, add an extra zero to your bank account. That could be the final result. So kind of take us on a journey this morning, Janine.
All right. Well, first I want to say thank you to each and every one of you all. It was such a warm welcome. And I just want to honor the presence of all those who had the idea to be here today. Thank you. Because of you, we are here today. I was reading in Science of the Mind, and I thought it would be so appropriate to start it off today. It's called Behold the Christ Presence in You. There's a quote by Rumi who says, "Love is the fire, I am the word." The Science of the Mind on page 478 said, "The essence of love, while elusive, pervades everything, fires the heart, stimulates the emotions, removes the soul, and proclaims the spirit. A universal sense alone bears witness to the divine fact that love is God and God is love. We may think we suffer because of a lack of love from others, but that's never the case. You see, our suffering actually comes from not loving ourselves. You see, nothing is more painful than that. I read somewhere that self-love is like food for the starving. As you begin to feel your own love, you realize how much energy you've been putting into trying to get love on the outside. And no matter how much of that you receive from someone else, it's never enough. It's like an abyss trying to be filled. That's because it doesn't change your inner belief. If others say you're wonderful and on a core level you don't believe it, their love will only be a temporary fix. And soon enough, you'll be looking for more love from them or someone else. Because only self-love will fill up the emptiness inside of you that stems from your false belief that you are unlovable. You see, everything in your life is going to reflect back to you this lack of love for yourself. And if you're wounded inside and haven't addressed those wounded places, they will reflect in those around you because life is a mirror. You see, self-love is so vital to our well-being. If I say I am spirit in the flesh, how can I not love God as me? Let me say that again. Self-love is so vital to our well-being. If I say I am spirit in the flesh, how can I not love God as me? How can I not have the compassion for my God expression called me? And when we realize who we are as divine beings, loving yourself is not a selfish act. It's an action which assures our walk in the world as a beneficial presence. Today, I realize that when I look in the mirror, I behold the face of God. I look in the mirror to behold the face of God. The affirmation is, I look in the mirror to behold the face of God. And I thought it was so appropriate to share this morning. This is the science of the mind. And I wanted to share that today. So I just want to just start off by reminding us that when we look in the mirror, we behold the face of God. Yes. And it reminded me of Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein has a book called God as Albert Einstein. Einstein is God. That's the name of it. And in this book, he was asking God, God, can you just show me your face? I want to see your face. He was asking God to allow him to see the presence of God, to see God's face. And so Albert Einstein said the universe opened up and he looked in the presence. And do you know what Albert Einstein saw? He saw himself. And so the question became, how can I love myself as God? How can I love myself as God? As I walk this planet, I realize that Jesus said that I can do all things that Jesus did and greater, but how can I behold my presence as Christ consciousness? How can I walk this planet in my God consciousness and behold the presence of all that is and know that I am God as love? I remember when I started out on my journey of love, I was sitting in the middle of the bed because I was suffering. I was losing everything. My daughter was in the hospital. They told me she wasn't going to live. I remember it was my birthday, and I was just a mess, just a total mess. And the person I was dating was taking me through changes. But what I realized in the middle of that, when I asked God what was going on, God said to write down everything I liked about the relationship and everything that I liked about my life and everything that I didn't. And I remember writing down things like he didn't love me, I wasn't important, nobody seemed to care, and all kinds of stuff. And then God took me and opened up the universe and showed me when was the earliest I can remember feeling that. And I remember being a 7-year-old little girl in the window. It was my birthday. I'm surely my mother's going to come because it's my birthday. I know she's going to come. It's my birthday. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, no mom, no come, no right, no call. 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, no mom. And so I was sent to bed, and I remember crying profusely, thinking that I wasn't important to anybody. You see, the story we tell ourselves is the story we live, because the same thing I wrote as that 7-year-old girl was the same thing I wrote as an adult sitting in the middle of that bed. It was the same story, because I was living out the story I had told myself. the story that had got embedded into the cells of my body, the story that got into the consciousness of who I was, the story that I was living out. It played out in everything I did, because how we do anything is how we do everything. That's a T. Harv Eker. It's in the Millionaire Mind book, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. He said how we do anything is how we do everything. And so I began to ask God, well, how do I change that? And God said, you need to learn how to love you. I don't know what love is, God. I never had the opportunity to feel or see. I mean, my mother was hooked on drugs, and she got pregnant with me, but she got raped because she was on the streets and she was prostituting. And somehow the relationship of him coming in to pay, none of that happened, and he beat her, and she ended up pregnant, and she had an abortion. Abortions were illegal, and I still came to the planet, but can you imagine having a baby that you got raped with and had an abortion and still hooked on drugs? So I lived in home from home and all kinds of places, but the thing was, I had to learn that God's plan wasn't my plan. You see, I was like, God, why you didn't give me a mother and a father? I want to know what love is. I don't know nothing about love. And God said, your ways are not my ways. The person that planted the seed into your mother was exactly the person that needed to plant, because anything changed, you wouldn't be who you are today. I wouldn't be the person I am today with the characteristics I am, because everything that's happening to us is happening for us. And everything that happened to me was to help make me who I am today. And anything changed, even if the person who changed, I wouldn't be Janine best known today. And so I had to get into the understanding that God's plan wasn't necessarily my plan. My plan was, you know, to have this beautiful mother and father live in this great home, but that wasn't God's plan. And I had to understand that I had to let go and surrender to the thought of what the divine plan for my life was. And so I just simply surrendered that day. I simply got in the shower and I asked God to teach me how to love the soul essence of me. I remember listening to an interview when George Washington Carver was asked about the plan. How in the world did these plants give you the secrets to how to make all these wonderful inventions? And he said, if you love something enough, it will reveal its secrets to you. I said, wow. What if I could just love me enough to reveal my own secrets to myself? What if I could love me at my soul essence to reveal the secrets of myself? And so I began the journey. I started out and I asked God to teach me how to love myself. You know, you ever fall in love with somebody or in love with somebody and you get the butterflies in your stomach and you want to cook these beautiful meals and run these beautiful bath waters. So I started doing that for myself. I would make a beautiful meal for myself and candlelight dinners, and I would make beautiful baths with red roses and crystals and jazz, and just I would wrap up gifts and send them to myself. I remember even leaving myself a voice message one day, and I was going through something, and I was listening to my voicemail, and on my voicemail I heard somebody say, ooh, Janine, I love you. You are so important. You are so amazing. I'm like, who is this? And it was my own voice saying it to myself, and it brought a smile to my face. And I just remember how love changed the trajectory of how I moved and have my being, because then I began to honor who I was. I began to say no when I wanted to say no, because before I would say no when I really wanted to say yes, and I would say yes to things that I really needed to say no to. It taught me how to really honor and be present with the gift that I am to the planet. It began to show me who I was, and it began to unfold. Love was like the sun to the earth. It began to nourish every essence of my body, every essence of my being. And the woman I became was so different. I remember thinking about how God told me how I had to learn how to forgive. Because you truly can't love without forgiveness. And so many times we get this intellectual idea of what love and forgiveness is, but love and forgiveness is really from the heart. And sometimes when I get to coach people through forgiveness, I have to remind them that it's okay to honor the validity of why you're upset or why you're angry. And it's important to get those things out, because when you can get those things out, then you can truly be free to love. Why are you upset? It's truly important to honor the pain. Pain is the acronym for pay attention inward now. See, learning to love myself allowed me to run to the pain and look pain in his eye and say, what you here for? What am I here to learn? What is this lesson that I got? I wasn't afraid of the pain. I wasn't afraid of honoring my true emotions. I was able to be more authentic in my love for me and life and other people because I wasn't afraid of anything that was going to be showing up in my life. I wasn't afraid to deal with anything. And that's what love, it changed the trajectory of how I operate in my relationships. It changed my relationship to money. I remember reading a book by Dr. Dennis Kimbrell. I'll never forget this one part in the book. And Dr. Dennis Kimbrell said that John Johnson asked him, why wasn't he a millionaire? And Dr. Dennis Kimbrell really didn't know the answer. And John Johnson said, you can tell a lot about how someone loves and values themselves by their bank account. That thing blew me away. Because at the time, my bank account was, wow. And so I began on my radio show, I started doing this Conversations Cafe, Millionaire Mind Conversations Cafe. And I remember this one millionaire coming on a call on a Friday, and he said that there were four things that we should think about when we think about our money. He said, the first thing you want to think about is your relationship to money. He said, and how you, he said, the first thing I want you to think is that money takes on the consciousness of your own thoughts. I want you to really get this, especially since this is a call about becoming billionaires and millionaires. He said, money takes on the consciousness of our own thoughts. So when money is in our energy, whatever we're thinking is going to affect how money comes back to us. So when you think about how, he said, when you think about how you value and love yourself, you understand that money is just another form of love. It's just another form of God's expression of love and its energy. So whenever we're in the expression of a physical desire or need, all we have to do is get in alignment, because money takes on the consciousness of our own thoughts. So what that taught me was when money is in my energy and I'm getting ready to send my money or invest it or however I want to use my money, circulate it. Because Reverend Ike said, never say spend. Spend means to exhaust and never to return. But to circulate your money means to send out and comes back and return to send. So when I circulated my money, I began to always stop and bless my money and love my money. I would stop and send my money out and bless it. And he said, the first thing we need to think about is, he said that we always think about this when we get our money. We're always thinking about how we want to pay something, but we never put ourselves on our own to-do list of paying. He said, we think about paying the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, but we never put ourselves on our own money list. So the first thing we should do is make sure that when you're getting ready to send your money out, that you should be on it, and the first 10% should come to you. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. He said the first 10% should come to you. Because what money does is take on the energy of our thoughts. If you have an energy that I got money, I got to get this money to pay this, then every time you get money, it's going to be sent out. It's going to be sent out. And no matter what you do in your consciousness, you can say, oh, I got this extra money, and then the engine go out on your car. Now you got to spend the extra money, because we have to learn how to have a different consciousness when the money is in our energy. So he said the first thing you have to understand is as people, we've learned how to make money, but we haven't learned how to plant it. Our money. He's the farmer. He said, and when we learn how to plant our money, then our money will multiply. But the first thing he said we have to have is a relationship with the money. And he said you have to sit down and put your money before you and develop a relationship. He said then ask your money. He said talk to your money. And then when you talk to your money and love your money, it will show you where to invest it. He said how he became a millionaire is he used to sit with his money every day and ask his money, where should I send you today? And how should I circulate you? And how can I invest you to bring more of you back into my expense? And I said, wow. He said, but learning to love himself taught him how to love and learn how to have a relationship with his money, because money took on the consciousness of his own consciousness every time it was in his experience. So if money takes on our own consciousness, then the place to develop is not outside, because life is an inner game. Love is an inner game. Money is an inner game. So if we take the idea that money is a consciousness and use the idea that money is a consciousness and realize that money needs us to express itself on the planet. There's a book called by Harry Sampson. It's called Money Wants You. And in there, it teaches us that money has no expression without you. And so the more we learn to value ourselves, the more we can attract the thing called almighty dollar into our life by using our gifts and our talents. And he talks about in this book, he says that when you think about the idea of chasing money, a lot of us, you know, I remember when I was a chaser. I remember when I was called a hustler. You know, I'm a hustler. And you're thinking, oh, yeah, you got this idea about hustling. And it always, you chasing money. But when you understand who you are as the presence of divine on the planet, you realize that you don't have to chase money. You become money. Reverend Ike says you have to understand in order to attract money, you have to be money. And so I decided that, well, how do you be money? How do you be love? It says you want love, be love. I didn't understand that before. If you want success, be success. So I had to think about the things that it took for me. So I looked up the word being. And being, one of the definitions says natural to the nature of who you are. Natural to the nature of love. I was like, wow. So if I could continue to love myself and continue to honor my gifts and talents, then I would attract all things to me. So I was sitting in the middle of the bed and I was asking God about that. And God took me to Matthew 6:33. It says, seek ye the kingdom of God. Seek ye the kingdom of God. And all, I was thinking to myself, seek ye the kingdom of God. What would that have to do with me understanding how to love myself, right? So I really sat with that scripture, seek ye the kingdom of God. Well, who is God? I was thinking, I asked. God said, when I created you, Janine, I created you, and I put all of myself inside of you. And when I put all of myself inside of you, I saw you as good and very good, and I sent you to the planet with all of me, and you became my greatest gift to the planet. You see, when God put us on this planet, he took all of himself and put all of himself inside of us. Herself, itself, however we see it, it took all of itself and put all of it inside of us and said, go forth. And it called each one of us by our own individual expressions of God, and that our own individual expressions of God was unique enough to be able to create the life we wanted. So it says, seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. I said, well, what is all his righteousness? If I'm God, what's my righteousness? God said, your gifts and your talents. And then all things will be given or drawn unto you. That means I didn't have to work for it, because God did to me. Because when I got laid off from work, I couldn't understand. God said, I'll give you a house you didn't build. I'll give you land you didn't tour. I'll even give you an oil rig you didn't dig. I said, but how do you get that? Because I had grew up with a hard work consciousness. You know, I grew up with a lot of hustlers and people on the street. This is what I understood. But God said, no, my ways are not your way. You keep doing the work on yourself. Jim Brown said, if you work on yourself like you work a job in 5 years, he said, you'll have everything you want and all the things you desire. If you just work on yourself like you worked on a job. God said, but seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. God said, all your righteousness is your gifts and your talents, and all your gifts and your talents will make room for you and take you before great people in the world. And then I would draw. So I kept looking up draw, given, magnetize. God said, I will magnetize all things unto you if you just do the work. Seek ye the kingdom of God. I had the opportunity to interview Prince on my radio show, B103. I'll never forget. I asked Prince, what would be the last thing you want your listener audience to know? And he said to me, when one discovers, loves, and masters oneself, one finds God. I was like, wow. So if I love, discover, and master myself, I discover God. I said, well, that was deep for me. I was like, Prince, I think you just went over everybody's head with that one right there. And we laughed. But it stuck in my mind. If one masters love oneself, one would discover God. I was like, wow. And in my seeking myself, the more I began to seek and the more I began to love the essence of me, the more I began to find the essence of what some call God, some call Allah, some call energetic infinite spirit, whatever we want to call this beautiful energetic expression. But it's all about us doing the work on ourselves. And there's no greater work we can do on this planet than loving ourselves. Then you get right with your money. Then you'll find disharmony relationships, finding harmony. You'll find yourself in places that you never dreamed of. I didn't call Dr. Ali and said I wanted to come on your show. We called for a whole different thing, and he invited me to the show. I didn't call to ask somebody, could I interview Prince? I got a call and said, would you interview Prince on your radio show? Love changes the game. Love changes the trajectory of how you move and have your being. And it all started from the pain. Pay attention, end it now. The pain prevailed me to my purpose. It showed me exactly how to move and have my being, but I had to seek myself. I had to learn to love the gift that I am. I had to see myself in the way that God see me. I literally asked God to teach me how to have the eyes of God, how to see myself in the way that God saw me. I had to learn how to love the gift that I was to this planet. Because what we don't realize is the internal conversation. See, it's the conversation that we have inside our mind, that the cells here that brings the energy, because everything is energy and everything is about energy. And when I realized this, I'll never forget this. I was sitting listening to Minister Farrakhan, and he said, he quoted the Bible. And I remember hearing this scripture, not really knowing this scripture this way. As a man thinketh, so shall he be, is what I always heard. But I never heard it quite the way it was said. Minister Farrakhan said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so shall it be. And that's what it really says, in his heart. Not in the mind, in our heart. So I started to study the heart more. And what I realized that the heart is the first fully developed organ in the body. Did you know that when we're in our mother's womb, the first fully developed organ is the heart? It's 5,000 times more magnetic than the mind. And it's really where manifestation happens. That's why we have to understand that the heart is the conduit from the invisible to the visible world. That's why love and forgiveness is so important. That's why it's important for us to love. When we're doing what we love, and when we love what we're doing, that everything falls into place because we're in true alignment. In the Hindu Bible, it says that we come from prosperity, and prosperity is how we should remain. Prosperity in the Hindu Bible means to be in the flow. To be in the flow. So if we're in the flow, if we're in alignment, then we can attract all things that we already desire because we're in the flow. We're already everything we ever want to desire. Everything we desire desires us. What keeps us from actually moving into the place of millionaire, billionaire. I heard Jay-Z the other day on his interview. They asked him, how did he move? It took him 26 years to become a billionaire from the day that he dropped his first album. His first album was in 1996 called Reasonable Doubt. He just became a billionaire this year. That's 26 years, they said. And they asked him, how did he move from the consciousness of drug dealing to street life to all the places that he became? He said it took healing, forgiveness, but it took to let go of a millionaire consciousness to become a billionaire consciousness. It took him letting go of $100,000 consciousness to become a millionaire. So what does that really mean? That's what. So Jay-Z said it took healing. He said it was interesting because he was never taught to feel. He was never taught to honor his feelings, so he didn't even know how to feel. It was being with Beyonce and messing around on Beyonce and almost losing her that took him to a place that he had to learn how to feel, because he said he ran to other women because of the pain. And when the pain came, he thought he could heal the pain with other women's arm, but it was just an abyss, trying to fill an abyss and trying to fill an abyss with other women that he could never feel, because really the love had to come from inside. And when he began to love and honor his own gifts, he was able to let go of the consciousness of a millionaire to become a billionaire. He had to forgive, let go, and work things out with Beyonce and be authentic to let go of the consciousness of all the things that he was doing to become the man he is today. And I thought, wow. Albert Einstein said that if you want to change, you can't change a problem with the same mindset that created it. If you can't change the mindset, then you can't change your idea of how you live in. If you keep, and how we live in is our belief system. If you want to look at the picture of how you live in today, it's your belief system. So you got to clean up that belief. You got to change the consciousness. You can't keep doing the same thing expecting the same result, a different result. If you want to change what's going on today, you got to get a different mindset. You cannot change with the same mindset that created it. And let me tell you, it's not just in the mind. Have you ever thought about when you didn't have enough money, and as soon as the bill collectors call, how you feel in your body? See, every cell in our body has a mind. Scientific journals have proven, and scientists have proven, that all our cells have minds of their own. So everything we're saying to ourselves, I'm not good enough, but I don't have enough, whatever enough stuff that you're saying to yourself, it is reacting in your world because of how you feel. And love can change all of that and heal every cell in your body. It can heal your money problems. It can heal, because money problems is not a money problem, it's a mind problem. This harmony in relationships is not the other person, it's the common denominator, which is you. And if you want to change how the world sees you, you first got to change how you see yourself. If you want to change your relationship to money, you got to, and it starts with love. And my grandmother used to tell us this all the time. I'm going to leave you with this. I don't know how much time I got. I don't even know where I was supposed to end, but I heard the 92nd minute. So I'm going to say this. My grandmother said this. There's not an ill love can't heal. There's not a prescription that love can't fill. And for every question, love is the answer. I promise you, if you wake up every day, I created this thing called the love soap, where you look in the mirror and you remind yourself that you are all that God is, and begin to love yourself and tell yourself that you love yourself, looking yourself in the eye. And when I do this when I do an open form of love soap, there's people crying, because this time people haven't looked themselves in the eye. There's one lady told me she didn't even know her eyes was brown. Because we look in the mirror, but we don't look in the mirror. We don't look at our eyes. And if you do your affirmations in the mirror, it will speed it up, your manifestation, 100% more than just doing your affirmations. If you look yourself in the soul essence and tell yourself that you love yourself exactly as you are right now, and love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, and begin to ask your heart to teach you how to love you and honor you, I promise you, everything in your life will change for the highest good, because love is the highest vibratory expression on the planet. And not the love that we've been taught. anytime love begins to have that attachment, or if you begin to feel that you want to control it, then it's no longer love, because love can't be controlled. Love is not an attachment. Love is a being and allowing people to be and things to be exactly what it needs to be to grow and unfold in its own natural form. Love doesn't say, I want you to be this to love me. Love, I love you enough to allow you to be what you need to be for you, even if it's not what I need for me. If I want you to be with me and you need all these women, then I'm going to release you to what you need to be for your highest and good, best good. Or if I, you know, whatever that looks like to you. But love can really change the game. Then it's an inner game. Love is an inner game. Life is an inner game. And money is an inner game. For a millionaire and a billionaire, I've had several conversations and we've done several interviews, and they all say the same thing. It's an inner consciousness. Robert Smith, who is the richest black man on the planet, America right now, he said that money don't make money, it's ideas that make money. He said, don't pray for money, pray for ideas. Pray for an idea. He said all he had was an idea. But I say he had a little bit more than an idea. He had a mentor who was the richest black man before him at one time, and that was Reginald Lewis. He has a book called Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun? And Reginald Lewis was Robert Smith's mentor and taught him how to do what he does today. But he said he had an idea. He said ideas is what make money, not money. Reverend Ike said the same thing. Ideas is what make money. So pray for an idea, pray for a vision, and realize that money comes from in, out, because it's all an inner game. And remember, love can change whatever situation you got going on right now. If you're having a lack experience, you can change that lack experience by loving yourself, honoring yourself, and you will find the idea to bring more money into your experience. I know I've experienced it. When I experience anything in my experience that causes me to feel worried, I stop, I place my hand over my heart, and my favorite scripture, be still and know that I am God. And I go to my inner recesses of my mind and ask Spirit to direct me in any area, in every area. Because it's all vibratory energy. And when I raise my vibration, I attract everything that I need, want, and desire. So I want to leave you with this idea right here. The universal language. I want you to hear this. The universal language is not what we think. It's not what we speak. The universe hears our vibratory energy. It's our emotions. And when we clean our emotions and raise our vibratory energy, we can vibrate and attract anything we want when we get into the frequency of what it is we desire. If it's frequency of love, love attracts all things. If it's the frequency of money, all we have to do is move into the frequency of what it is we desire and align ourselves with that. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, and I love you.